Welcome to Free Range Flock. We were once the latchkey kids who came home to an empty house after school. We were feral, resilient, cynical, and innovative. Older than Google. Our teenage faces were never posted on social media. The internet was just an idea in our youth. Now we are older, wiser, and thriving. Our independent ways will continue to serve us. We plan to keep defying the odds, and we will carve our own path with grace, with humor, with joy, our way. We've been through some stuff. We will continue to keep pushing, and we are not going anywhere. The former latchkey kids are now the free range flock.
So I do remember that day, 2023, when I was cleaning out my office, my home office, mm-hmm. because I was thinking about changing jobs, mm-hmm. and I was thinking about changing it to something that works from home, like 100%. And so I knew that my office wasn't ready for that. So I was like, I'm just going to attack it. I went through everything, the shelves, the closets, everything, the drawers, everything. And I kept finding these bits of media that you and I had made, Sarah, over a period of time. And I was like, I just really loved that. I really loved how, like, I would pick something up and go, oh, I remember when we were doing this and this and the funny things we said to each other, like blur, swirl, like, yeah, that kind of stuff. You're like, just all that. And I was like, I'm going to ask her if she wants to do this again. But I knew that I didn't want to, like, lug around heavy, like,
video equipment. Yeah.
That almost got me. That was too much. And then I was like, a podcast, because I love listening to podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time when I work. So I thought, maybe she'll want to do a podcast. And I remember, I thought, I'm just going to call her and ask her. And like out of the blue, I'm calling you. And you're like, I said, would you like to make a podcast with me? And without even thinking, you said, yes. And I was like, you were on the same page. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I am just... it's been so much fun, this lovely ride, and we're not done. We're not done writing this. So, but we have decided that 35 is enough for one season. So
that's a lot of episodes.
That's
for a season.
That's actually pretty ambitious of us. So, so we have decided that this will be our last one for season one, mm-hmm. and then we're going to step away for a month or so and mm-hmm. make some decisions, and then come back. So we are coming back. Everyone needs a break.
Needs a little break.
So again, we're not stopping, but we want to take this moment in this episode to kind of just reflect about what we have created mm-hmm. and how we want to move forward. We are sitting in the space now. I won't tell you where we are, but we're in a studio downtown in Greensboro, and we recorded our first episode on June 3rd.
Oh, really?
Yes, on June 3rd, yes. We recorded in this very space. I remember how nervous we were in setting up the equipment. We were like, kept checking, like, did we get a level?
Am I doing it right?
Are we doing it right? Oh, my gosh. And we were really pretty proud of it. So, and now we're 35 episodes in.
I know. It's amazing. First off, that it's gone, you know, we've done 35 episodes and that we're almost to the year point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, as we're recording this, we're almost into April.
Yeah.
So not too far off from June. So mm-hmm. we've got almost a year under our belts. And I'm very proud of what we've accomplished. I think that we have definitely hit a stride as far as like the cadence of the episodes, like recording and, mm-hmm. and then also just the ease that we have in approaching the topics and having those conversations with ourselves and with our guests.
Right.
I'm super happy with our first year. I think we have knocked it out of the park as far as that goes, you know, production-wise.
But what has really surprised me, and we've talked about this before, is it's almost like the messages that we've heard in these episodes, I really needed to hear it. Like the timing of this stuff.
Yes.
And I don't want to like compare it to therapy, but it's almost been like, it's like the messages that I needed to hear, they appeared.
Yeah.
And there have been times when we record an episode or I'll, you know, you'll edit it and let me listen. I'm like, And it will just like play in my mind all week. Like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I really needed to hear that message. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful mm-hmm. that person came on or whatever, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever you said. It just really hit home. And I'm hoping that one or more episodes have inspired people to like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that.
Definitely.
So I thought for our summary, it might be helpful to maybe like each of us share like maybe like three episodes mm-hmm. that we had that kind of like, oh my gosh, I really needed to hear that, where we recorded it, you edited it, we played it, and it was like, gosh, it really stuck with me. It landed in such a special way. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you start, Sasa.
Oh my gosh.
So what's an episode that you really, it was like a, I mean, we've enjoyed all of our episodes. So don't think that this is, if you were a guest and not on this list, do not think twice about it. Because.
No.
So many episodes, but
we couldn't highlight all 35.
I know
we don't have
I
enough
know.
Time.
We love you all yes. for many, many reasons. But what's one that comes to mind first for you, Sass?
Well, one of the first ones for sure was our very first episode that we aired. It wasn't the first one we recorded, but it was the first one we in our season, which was "Thank You for Being a Friend" with Addison. And I think one of the things that really stood out for me was talking about friendships being a choice and chosen family, because that is very impactful for me in my life and how I live my life. I have a blood family that I love very much. We're just not super close, both physically, because they don't live close to me, but also, you know, emotionally, we're not as close as some of my chosen family. So, that one really resonated with me, because friendships can fill so many different roles in your life.
Right.
And my father, mostly to aggravate my mother, would joke. He would say, "Kids, a relative is a relative, but you can choose your friends." And, you know, as a kid, you're like, is that a riddle?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. But as you get older, you know, you realize it is an intentional choice.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's a choice to enter into a relationship with certain expectations that I bring to it. And, that's my framework for friendship.
So that's such a great feeling from Addison. I just really love her so much, and all the things that she, you know, I learned from that episode that resonated in my soul. What's one of your favorites, Amy?
One of my favorites was actually the second episode, called "Taking Risks with Josephus," and I've mentioned that so many times about like literally when he said the words, I don't know if the look on my face showed it, but I was just like, someone had just like. My axis is like, my gosh, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he was talking about the importance of spending time on yourself. Like, we give so much time mm-hmm. to our employers. Why can't you just give yourself one? And I was just, it literally stopped me in my tracks. And I was literally in the decision process of leaving my employer. And like the very next week, I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm taking mm-hmm. the job. And mm-hmm. and a lot of it was because of Josephus's words were in my brain at the time.
Like, you've made it this far, not on accident.
Right.
On purpose. It's there. The potential is here. The only question is if you're going to embrace it or not.
Mm.
You go to work for somebody else every single day for 40 hours a week. How many hours a week have you dedicated to yourself? Start with one.
Mm.
Build it to two. And I guarantee you, the more time you spend with yourself, focus on something that makes you happy, the better off you'll be. And then notice I said happy, not money, right? Just something that makes you happy, whether it's lifting weights. I'm a runner. You know, I have to run 3 times a week unless I'm going to have a bad week. Something that settles you. That gets you back in the zone of who you are and what you want to do. And your life will change, you know, the more time you start spending with yourself and figuring out who you are, what you want, and how to move forward, and stop spending so much time focusing on what other people want for you.
I needed to hear that. Yeah, I had to hear those words from Josephus. And I feel like people have said them before, but it was something about how he phrased it
mm-hmm.
and the timing of it. I just needed it. And it was, it was impactful.
It was a really powerful episode.
Yeah. How about you? What's another one for you?
Well, one that was kind of funny was the Balancing Life and Hobbies, which was episode number 11.
Oh.
And the reason I chose that one was because
I made me laugh because when I was going back through the transcripts of all of these, it made me laugh because I am like the hobby queen. I have so many different hobbies. And if you listen to that one, you'll hear me talk about how I love them, but then they get overwhelming because there's so many. But one of the takeaways when I was reading through the transcript was it was talking about the social aspects of hobbies and how hobbies quite often will take you out into the community so you can meet people who think like you and enjoy the same kinds of things. And so we have a clip of that. I mean, there are so many things to get you involved, get you socialized, get you interested in new things, to keep those brain cells going.
But you just said the word socialize, and that's another thing that our hobbies will do. And as we get older, we've talked about in our friendship episode how when we get older, it's harder to make friends just because you're not in your 20s and 30s. You're going out and doing those things to be around new people. Once you get older, you tend to kind of stay in your little bubble and your little groove, and you have to be more deliberate about being social.
Right.
So some hobbies can actually expand your social circle because it gets you out and gets you meeting different people.
Definitely.
So that's definitely a plus. So if you're that person who is, you know, doing too much work, or you're focusing on other people and you're not prioritizing yourself, and you found like, hey, they're talking about hobbies, I don't have one. You need to think about, maybe I need to find a hobby that's social so that I can increase my social circle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about all of the different things that the local senior centers, and I know that's really hard to hear, y'all.
Did you just call us a senior?
Senators. But I'm 57. At the time of this recording, I'm 57 years old. And, you know, you can start joining senior centers when you're 60.
Yeah.
So it's not that far away from me.
Oh my gosh, don't tell me that.
But there's dance lessons. You can take woodworking classes. There's gyms. You can do silver sneakers. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways of getting you out and trying new things that are low to no cost. Mm-hmm. And you'll get to do the socialization plus learn a new skill. So anyway, I still have lots of hobbies. I haven't been able to hone that down any yet, but it brings me so much joy in my life. So what's your next one?
My next one is actually episode 3, pretty early on, was who is your hedonistic mentor? Ooh. When I asked my friend HP to join us. I had always called her my hedonistic mentor because she was always someone who could like set her boundaries and just, you know, prioritize fun and what brought her enjoyment. And I just want her to teach me how to do that. It just seems so natural to her, and I wanted her to teach me that. But do you remember in the episode, I mean, she talked about lots of different things, but one of the things she said was, I've never met anyone that I like better than me. And you and I looked at each other like, holy crap.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way it should be. We should actually really like ourselves and like spending time with ourselves and taking care of ourselves. And then to really think about once you like yourself, your relationship with your body and how, you know, self-care changes. So that was a really, really impactful episode for me.
Yeah, I would agree.
I've never met anybody I like better than me. And so I want to take care of me, because if I don't, nobody else will.
Okay.
So I think that in today's society, people have forgotten that they're supposed to have fun and they're supposed to feel good. So I hear people all the time, I'm falling apart, I've turned 40, I'm falling apart, I've turned 50, I'm falling apart. Well, you don't have to. You can take care of yourself. You can make time to do these stretches that I've told you to do. Mm-hmm. Did you do your stretches? No. Well, that's why your arm doesn't feel better.
Aww.
But I think people have internalized what they've been hearing their whole life from their grandma or their granddad or parents or friends. You know, my knee hurts, but I'm falling apart because I'm 48. So I'm supposed to.
Right.
And so I feel that we need to just step back and think about our bodies and our relationships with time, because people also,
time is something that you can't get back.
Right.
Yeah.
And I also have lists, but I put, well, paint the stairs, and then I put on my list, go to the MUSEP concert on Sunday night.
Right.
And different things to break up my the things I have to do with things that I want to do.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's important.
So yeah, it's something that HB has been trying to tell me for a long time, and sometimes you like you'll have that friend that like tells you this and tells you this and tells you this. You're like, oh, yeah, but you got to be at the right moment to hear it. And I'm like, when she said it and just kind of looked over at me, I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, it was so basic. And yeah, it was really, really impactful for me. How about one more for you, Seth?
All right. My last one that I chose was episode 5. So it was Journey Rerouting with Molly McGinn. And Molly is just such a talented person. She's a writer. She is a songwriter. She is a musician. She is just amazing. And I look up to her very much from a musical perspective. But one of the things that I took away from that episode was she was kind of wrapping up her thoughts, and she said that she was talking to her 90-year-old self about the things that she had done in her life, and she wanted to make her 90-year-old self proud, essentially.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I did too, and it so resonated. So we're going to play that clip for you.
A friend of mine who's also a therapist, it was an exercise that she told myself, she shared with me a long time ago, and I was going through a really hard time, and she said, okay, Molly, I want you to imagine yourself as a 90-year-old woman sitting on a porch somewhere. And the woman that you are today, I want you to walk up to that porch, and I want you to sit down across from her, and I want you to ask her what you should do. And I never got to asking the question, because once I imagined myself walking up to that porch and sitting across from that woman, the first thing that she said to me was, thank you for giving me such an adventurous, rich, and wonderful life. And I think in my mind, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to set that Molly up to have a head full of memories and experiences and stories and wisdom and joy to share. I want her to take care of her body. I want her to feel as good as she possibly can. And so when I think about changes, it's like, okay, is this going to set her up? Am I going to make that 90-year-old Molly happy? Like, will this help her in the long run? That's kind of how that's like a guiding kind of imagery thing for me.
So Molly is just such a joy, and I respect her so much. And that statement of like showing your life to your 90-year-old self just really, really was impactful. When right. You were talking earlier about, you know, having things resonate in your head, that was one that resonated in my head for several days after that. And what's your last one?
So my last one, we didn't have a guest. We actually, just the two of us, it was episode 19, Being Intentional. And do you remember sitting in the room and we were like literally like coming out of our seats? We were like so in tune because we were like, it was something that both of us were like really, and we actually said, hold on, we're really passionate about this. So like, hold on. Just because I feel like recently we both have gone through this, like, I'm going to be much more intentional about who I am and not worried about expectations. And it's just been a process. And it was like something we both had to kind of get off our chest. And it was really important. And we were talking about rethinking multitasking. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a producer background. I'm also a teacher. I'm also a mom. So by nature, I'm a multitasking. I'm like, I'm not just driving down the street. I'm organizing things in my head. I'm creating grocery lists. I'm talking to my son. I mean, I'm always doing stuff. But I got to a point where I felt like I was trying to do too many things. And I felt like people around me were feeling like they're one of my tasks. And I don't want anybody that I care about to feel like I'm one more thing that she's got to get done or a task. And I don't want to live that way. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to share a clip of us having that conversation, that favorite conversation about being intentional. You know, I am worthy of respect and loves. And I can get a lot done in a short period of time. But I want to rethink about how I'm valuing multitasking and my focus be much more intentional. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think that multitasking to a certain point is just part of life, especially as caregivers. I'm not going to frame this as gendered, but if you're a caregiver of anyone, you know, you have to multitask because it's just part of, you know, being a caregiver, because you're, you know, answering questions and feeding and, you know, taking care of the house and all the things, plus your job usually. So I don't want to demonize multitasking.
Right.
But at the same time, we cannot be expected as employees, especially, to wear so many hats and have our bosses expect us to do a good job.
Right.
Because we're not going to.
Right. Yeah, that was that episode really kind of wrote itself. We were just like,
it really did. It just flowed.
Yeah. We just like couldn't stop sharing and it was just obviously something we had to get off our heart. Yeah. So it was, it's definitely stuck with me. I remember when you edited it and you sent it to me and I was just like, it's our best one. I was so excited. It was just, it made me so happy. So, but yeah, that made me really, really happy. So, in closing, Sarah, is there anything that's been surprising about this whole process for these 35 episodes that you haven't shared already?
I think finding conversations with people that I might not know very well. So, I mean, there have been several of our guests who I have known, but there's been just as many who I don't. And there's this, like, thread, you know, when we were talking about what did we want our podcast to be about? Right. We were talking about Gen X and, you know, positivity and there's that thread, you know, with all the people we've talked about. Obviously, we're spinning it that way because that's what we're doing with this podcast. But at the same time, these people are actually living that as well. You know, they're trying to find the moments of joy and doing the best they can to live their life happy, to quote one of our just recent guests. So, yeah, I think that's not necessarily surprising exactly, but reaffirming.
Right. I share that as well, that it's almost like instead of going to therapy or a support group, that I've done a podcast.
Yeah.
But it's been, again, a very affirming, but I think a lot of us are out there feeling like, this doesn't feel right, or something big has changed, and I really can't articulate it. And sitting down with people and having these conversations are like, yeah, me too. And I felt this and this, and it's just been like, wow, I don't want to say the word normal because I don't like the word normal, but I just felt like, oh, this is normal. This is what happens. But it's also different in that Gen X has its own spin because of our life experience. It's been lovely meeting people and hearing from them and learning from them. And I want to continue it. I want us to continue connecting with people who are out there and shine the light on the fact that, you know, you don't have to keep, you know, living a life that you don't want to live, and you don't have to live up to someone's expectations. And, you know, these crisis moments or turning points are actually learning moments, and you walk away better.
Yeah.
And so it's been lovely hearing all that. I think I really needed all that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's been a year of learning and growing, and hopefully we can continue to grow our podcast in the future. So, have you found us on social media yet? This is the last time I'm going to be asking it this season. we would really love to connect, and we're on Facebook, and we're on Instagram, and we're on TikTok, and we're on YouTube, and we need you to follow and like and subscribe and have a conversation with us, because that's why we're here. You know, we love chatting amongst ourselves, and we talk all the time, but we want to have a conversation with you, people who are our, you know, flock, people who are like-minded. We want to know what's going on in your head. And what did you like this season? What did you think that we did really well? If you have feedback for us about how to improve, we'd love to hear that too. So leave us a message and start a conversation. And thanks for listening, y'all. Thank you for joining us for Free Range Flock. Our goal is to inspire and celebrate who we are, the Generation X kids who grew up and decided to do things their way, with grace, humor, and joy. This has been a production of Sassy Am. If you want to learn more about our podcast, follow our blog, share your positive insights about being a free ranger, or to suggest topics or guests for future episodes, please visit our website at sassyam.com. That's S-A-S-S-A-Y-A-M.com. Keep pushing.